Welcome to Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. Kent has a very brief question. What should the response be from friends of Christians who are choosing to divorce?
Well, that's real close to situations here at Bethlehem. So the precise question is the response of friends to those who are, well, with tears in their eyes, they should pursue them and plead with them not to shatter the image of Christ in his church. The reason God says not to divorce and calls it adultery when you divorce and marry another person is because he ordained that Christ's relationship to the church be clearly portrayed in the marriages of his people, indeed in marriage in general. Christ never divorces his church, ever, under any circumstances. And he calls us to be that faithful. And so I would plead with my friend, don't do it. And then I would come alongside them and say, what is it? And help them, whether it's financially or with counseling or rebuke or whatever it is that is making the marriage look unworkable, try to say, we'll help you, we'll work with you in this. Sometimes you can rescue it, and we've lost people recently at Bethlehem and had to put one man out of the church because he resisted every form of counsel and love and exhortation and pleading that he would not walk away from his wife. I'm discouraged about this somewhat because there are a lot of believers today who are finding scholarly warrants for making divorce easier. And frankly, I think in our culture, we need to make it harder, not easier. And so that's sad to me.
Ask Pastor John, a podcast of John Piper and Desiring God. Know God and enjoy him more than ever through spending time today at our website, desiringgod.org, desiringgod.org.